Welcome once again to Lato's Law. Here's Steve Lato.
This is a real problem. Upstate New York DA refuses to stop for speeding, drives home, and calls police chief to complain. And it's all caught on video. There's no question this is what happened. And this is a very, very shameful thing. So Patrick Riley wrote this for the Post. Upstate New York district attorney refused to stop for cops when she was caught speeding, and instead drove back to her house and called the police chief to complain about the a-hole officer who pursued her home. And, of course, that was recorded on body cam footage. The Monroe County District Attorney admitted that she was driving 55 in a 35. She's 20 over. And believe it or not, when you start really getting into a story like this and really breaking out the elements, you got to understand this happened near her home. And she was near the neighborhood she lives in, and she's doing 20 over. And you immediately say, wait a second, if it's near where she lives, she should know the speed limit. Now, any place you go, you should know the speed limit. But I can see someone saying, I was driving through a strange neighborhood and the speed limit dropped. I had no idea. No, she lives near there. This is her home field, 55 and a 35. So this was all happening earlier last week, less than a half mile from the neighborhood in which she lives, according to local news outlets. Once I realized that the intention of the police was to pull me over, I called the Webster police chief to inform him that I was not a threat and that I'd speak to the officer at my house down the street. Now, the officer followed her to her home and issued her a ticket, which she accepted. The DA pleaded guilty in municipal court the next day. She said, because I believe in accepting responsibility for my actions, I had no intention of using my position to receive a benefit. However, that's not what it looks like when you watch the body cam footage, because the police released it, and it shows the tense exchange between the DA and the officer in her driveway, in which the DA appears to actually kind of be looking for some kind of slack because of who she is. So the cop tells her she was doing 55 in a 35. She says, and this is the quote, "I don't really care." That's a quote. "I don't really care." Well, we don't care if you care. We care if the police care. If the police care, they're the ones who count, okay? Can you imagine if you get out of a ticket by going, "I don't care"? "Sir, do you know how fast you're going?" "I don't care." "You're doing 20 over." "I don't care." "Well, if you don't care, I guess I got to let you go. Have a nice night." No, that's not how it works. So she gets on the phone and calls the Webster chief of police and asks him, "Can you please tell them to leave me alone?" So it seems to me when she says to the cop, "I don't really care," and she says to the police chief, "Can you please tell them to leave me alone?" It looks like she's saying, "Look, he works for you. Can you make him stop?" And at one point she refused to step outside her garage to speak with the officers. She dismissively hands the cop the phone and says, you know, in essence, "Speak to the police, the officer, you know, speak to your boss." And the officer can be heard explaining what happened on the phone. So she hands the phone to the officer, goes, "Here, this is your chief of police." The officer gets on the phone, goes, "Yeah, she's speeding, followed her to her house, and now I'm about to give her a ticket, but she's in her garage." She then storms inside the house, despite the fact that the officer told her to stay there while he issued the ticket. He explained that he's trying to conduct a traffic stop, and she shoots back, "I know the law better than you. I know the law better than you." Now, interestingly, she did say, "I don't really care," that she was speeding, and then she says, "I know the law better than you." Okay, no one is saying that this is a contest. A police officer pulls you over, and then Alex Trebek has got to appear and start asking you questions. And after two rounds of questioning, whoever has the most points wins. No. All the cops got to know is you were speeding, and it doesn't matter whether you care. Cop asks at one point, "What is it you're so against me? I'm doing my job. You say you're a DA?" To which she responds, "I am the DA." She emphatically snaps back and fetches her badge out of her car as she calls him an a-hole. At one point, the officer asked her why she was going so fast. She responded that she didn't feel like stopping on Phillips Road at 5:30, to which the officer responded, "That's not your choice. You know that." The officer then asks her, what do you want us to do? Not do our jobs because it's you? She tells him just to write her the ticket, but he reminds her that she refused to stop. And he said, that's not a traffic ticket. That's an arrestable offense. You know this. Remember, she knows the law better than he does. In another clip, the DA can be heard saying, I've had a really bad day. I've been dealing with murders in the city. And she actually apologized. However, that's after she'd already done the, I don't care, I know the law better than you, you guys are a bunch of a-holes. And by the way, they tried to pull her over there, and she drove home and pulled her car in the garage. And by the way, if you said, Steve, snapshot, that's all you know. Cops tried to pull her over, and she drove home, pulled in the garage, and it was acting weird. What would you think? My first thought would be a possible drinking offense. Possible. Now, it turns out that's not the case. But since she knows the law so well, she should know that that's what the officers are thinking. They're thinking, why is she doing this? In a statement after the footage was released and provided to news outlets, the DA said, nobody, including your district attorney, is above the rule of law, even traffic laws. Oh, so the laws that she knows so well, she's not above them. That's why it's so funny when she goes, I know the law better than you. Yeah, you still broke it. Anybody who knows me understands without a doubt that I've dedicated my entire 33-year career to the safety of this community. My work to ensure the safety and respect of law enforcement is well proven time and time again. I stand by my work and stand by my commitment to the public safety of Monroe County. By the way, I have to point out that up until yesterday, I'd never heard of this woman. Nobody had ever mentioned her to me. And I suspect a lot of people in her community had never heard of her. So how does she get her face on the news? By disrespecting law enforcement. So she disrespects law enforcement to the point where it makes national news. And she says, my work to ensure the safety and respect of law enforcement is well proven. I don't know that. I know you from one incident where you disrespected law enforcement. And it wasn't a single thing. First, you wouldn't pull over. Then you're calling them names. Then you call their boss. This is all ridiculous behavior. And so I've said this before. And by the way, don't think I'm just picking on cops. I believe that anybody in the legal profession, including attorneys, need to be held to the highest of standards. Because how does it look if they cut slack for the DA or cut slack for an off-duty, you know, judge or an off-duty cop? How does it look? And I've seen videos on YouTube where an off-duty cop gets pulled over drunk driving by another cop who's on duty. And the guy's like, hey, dude, I'm an off-duty cop. Cut me some slack. And the officer's like, that's not how this works. And gives him a ticket, you know. And so I'll admit that occasionally there are situations where you might catch a break because you know somebody. But it's never this overt. So I'm going to give you an example. I'm not sure if I've ever told this story on this channel before. So gather around the warm glow of your device to hear a story. Years ago, I mentioned before, I taught law school at the University of Detroit Mercy School of Law. And U of D Law School, I taught there for 10 years. So I was teaching there, and I had students who'd graduated and become attorneys, and I bumped into them from time to time in courts. And I actually got a ticket once, and this is back, I'm guessing, in 2005, 4, right around there, 04, 05. So this is a while ago, but I got a ticket. And it wasn't that big of a deal. And in fact, it was so, I thought, de minimis that I thought, you know, I'm just going to go and walk into court. And I'm not, because I've hired attorneys before to handle things for me once or twice. But I'm going to go in and do this on my own. And so I file the paperwork and I walk into the room where the prosecutor is. And the guy looks up and says, hey, professor, how are you? Former student of mine. Now a prosecutor. And I'm like, hey, how you doing? You know, shook hands, caught up. Well, you know, how long you been there? What are you up to? Blah, 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 blah. How's the school? And the guy goes, yeah, I'll cut you some slack on this. Now, here's the thing. The deal I got from him is a deal I could have gotten from almost any other prosecutor, unless the prosecutor's having a bad day. Okay, so it wasn't an outrageous deal. I still paid some money, you know, all that. But the point is that Did I get a break that day? Yes, I did. Did I get a break that day because I knew the prosecutor? Yeah. But did I go in and say, dude, you owe me. I remember that grade I gave you in that class? You owe me. No, I didn't do that. You don't do that. And so I'm going to let you know right now, I know I can rattle off 3 or 4 courts where if someone calls me and says, Steve, I got a ticket in this one jurisdiction in Michigan, and it's this jurisdiction. I go, oh, I know the prosecutor there. Now, that does not just mean that I can go in and guarantee you a deal by going, hey, buddy, friends, right? Help me. No. I've been in front of the guy so many times, I know how he is and what kinds of deals he cuts. I know what he's looking for, not looking for. And so I'll go in front of that guy and say, hey, how you doing? Good to see you again. Haven't seen you in a little while. And in fact, the last time I was in court, I was a Zoom, but you know, figuratively speaking. And it was in a court where I've been in front of this prosecutor so many times on behalf of people with tickets that, hey, how you doing? How you doing? We know each other. And it makes things go much easier. But there's a fine line between that and, for instance, me calling the prosecutor from my car while I'm being pulled over, going, hey, one of your cops is pulling me over. Can you do something about it? So you got to understand that she's speeding. She says she doesn't care. I believe her. She didn't care. She got caught. She needs to pull over and take the ticket. Instead, she goes back to her house. Cops got to chase her there. She puts her car in the garage. She goes inside the house at one point during the traffic stop. These are all things that most people know not to do. And she got away with a lot of it because of who she was. And that's unfortunate because I think that anybody, especially a person in the public eye, working in the legal system, has got to be held to higher standards. So it looks like she went in the court the next day realizing, like, uh-oh, I gotta do something about this now. So she pled guilty to it and apparently just, I'm assuming, paid the fines and got some points or whatever happens for 20 over. But there you go. So Kevin, thanks for sending it. Everybody else also, a lot of people sent it. From the New York Post, Patrick Riley. Upstate New York DA refuses to stop for speeding, drives back home and calls police chief to complain. And it was all caught on video. There you go. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. If a thing is humanly possible, consider it to be within your reach.